Mary Kasem, the daughter of legendary radio man, top 40 guy who we all know. If you were of a certain age, you know Casey Kasem, and probably hold him dear to your heart, have so many memories of listening to him on the radio. Carrie Kasem has become an advocate and a podcaster and joins us to talk about some of the work that she's involved with. She's got all 8 episodes of Bitter Blood, by the way, Kasem versus Kasem, now available on Audible. Carrie's foundation is KasemCares.org. Carrie, thanks for joining the show this afternoon.
Oh, Anna, thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate it.
A lot to talk about, and a lot has become public about your family, the disputes that evolved around the time of your dad's death. And then I know you're also trying to bring a lot of attention into what your dad was actually suffering from. A lot of people thought it was
right.
Parkinson's at the time.
Yeah, Lewy body dementia, which is one of the worst dementias you can get. And each and every dementia has different symptoms and different ways it affects you. With Lewy body being one of the worst, the only thing I have to say that I was grateful for was he never did not know who we were. It wasn't that kind of dementia. He had a lot of delusions. He couldn't speak very well because of what it did to his voice, and he had thoughts but couldn't translate them, and that was frustrating for him and so sad for us to watch, but he always knew who we were. Thank God for that.
Yeah, you got to be grateful for things like that and feel for families who don't get that opportunity.
Right.
To say goodbye,
right.
To have that connection in the final days, weeks, moments of life. I wonder because of the misdiagnosis, I should say, I know you're trying to bring more attention to this. This is extremely rare, would you say, or do you think it's misdiagnosed enough that it's not as rare as we think?
You know, it's possible it's misdiagnosed enough because, we're just now learning about it. But Robin Williams had it. Ted Turner has it. I've gotten quite a lot of people who have it that still aren't completely gone. We had a journalist who had it and was documenting, and families have called me about it. So, I don't think it's as rare as, when it first started to come out there. But they're learning. They're just learning now, and hopefully in the next few years there'll be a cure. Hope to God. But yeah, that and also just really when people have dementia, they're taken advantage of. And this is what I do with my legislation across the country is get bills passed that curb elder abuse and especially isolation, not being able to see my dad for months because his wife said no visitors. And it wasn't just us kids. It was every single person who loved my dad. Nobody could see him. Nobody could call him. Nobody could get in. And I realized quickly that once you turn 18 in this country, if there's an uncooperative caretaker, you're not getting in to see mom or dad unless you've got a lot of money and you want to go through an entire trial fight. So I've been changing the laws state by state. So if somebody wants to see a person, they're allowed to have visitation. It's a simple human right.
It seems like it should be. I know you were very active in Michigan. I saw the headlines from that about elder abuse bills and some of the very stuff you're talking about here. How's it been? It seems you must have a lot of folks who are sharing experiences with you and are jumping on board with the kind of work you're trying to do here.
Absolutely. I've had nothing but support for the last 7 years. And it's just that the movement is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And people are saying enough is enough. The laws have got to change. And we've got to protect our elderly. We're all going to get old, God willing. We are all going to get there. And we need, when we get older and we become vulnerable or sick, we have protection. And right now, we see abusive guardianships, people with power of attorneys taking advantage of these, using these elderly as human ATM machines, destroying their lives, destroying their will and estates, and keeping family members apart. There's a movie called The Guardian. It tells you exactly what's happening. I Care a Lot came out on Netflix. That's real. I mean, not necessarily some of the drama about killing each other, but what these guardians do to the elderly by stripping them of everything they have is so real. And, we've got to start changing the laws. And it's happening. It's happening slowly, but there is a movement pushing it. And it is, like you said, it's a human rights violation. And what I have at KasemCares.org, if you go there, is a free gift to educators. And you can get an educator's kit, and it teaches the 30 human rights. There's CDs, there's lesson plans for one day up to a year. I mean, this is for teachers in school, military, church. So please, please, it's when you you know, educate yourself about human rights. It really does. It can change the world. So I'm giving that away at casemcares.org. Please go there. Please get it or give it to a teacher that you know. This is massive human rights violations going on with the elderly, with children. And I'm just doing everything I can to make this world and to make our country a safer place to age in.
Help us understand this a little bit. In most states, is it that the caregiver can just restrict access to family members, or does that have to be a family member themselves? How does that work?
Anybody can restrict. So if you're a caretaker, it could be somebody that is a wife, a husband, a second spouse, it could be a sibling, it can be somebody who's a caretaker, simply a caretaker with the power of attorney, or it could be a guardian. If you are in a residential home or an assisted living and they don't want you to have visitors, you're not getting in. Now, if you're in a hospital, there's the Patient's Bill of Rights, which is up on casemcares.org, and you can go there. And if your loved one's in a hospital and they're denying you visitation, there is a federal law that says that's not okay, that's illegal. But a lot of times this happens, the perpetrators keep them in a residence or in an assisted living, so you can't do that. A lot of times, unfortunately, nursing homes will listen to the caretaker. And the first thing a caretaker who is a perpetrator, what they do is they vilify the family members. And, you know, like all the loved ones are awful people. They shouldn't be around. They're harming him. Visitation is no good. It is the exact opposite, especially when you have dementia. Having dementia and not being around familiar settings or people that you love, you will die 50% faster than those surrounded by loved ones and familiar settings. Mm-hmm. So that is a major lie they tell to separate the family. Oh, it's harmful. Absolutely opposite. So there's a lot of red flags. We have that up at casemcares.org. If you're going through this, please, please visit that site. We can help you. We have a support line. And if you want to get the bill in your state, we work with people who are in that state and we get the bill done. So yes, like you said, we're working in Michigan right now and three other states.
And this happened to you, you said. You were restricted from seeing your dad. Did you get in to see him? Did you eventually figure out a way to do that?
Yes, but it took, 8 months and hundreds of thousands of dollars that I eventually, that my stepmother had to pay for doing this, and I had to prove egregious elder abuse. Now, most people don't have enough money to retain an attorney, let alone go through an entire trial fight. And then you don't have somebody with a famous last name, then you don't get any attention. Nobody cares. So the only time you ever hear about this is when it's Mickey Rooney or Glenn Campbell or B.B. King or Nichelle Nichols. Or Britney Spears, who's under guardianship, right? You don't hear about it with all the thousands of people going through it right now. So there's so many people. It's an epidemic. And I did get to see my dad, but it took a lot. And what went on, the public doesn't know about that. And we didn't get a trial. I didn't get a trial. I didn't get justice for my dad. But this podcast, Bitter Blood, Kasem versus Kasem on Audible, gave me that. It gave me the closure that I needed, because it's not just me telling the story anymore. It's the doctors, my dad's friends, the caretakers, the nurses, everybody there, their depositions, what you would have heard in court. And there are things in this show that you won't believe are real. You won't believe what happened to my dad. So this is really a cautionary tale. This can happen to you. So please get your will and estate plans in order. Get your loved one on video explaining what they want, holding a newspaper so you know the date. Because the perpetrators will say, oh, this person was sick then, or this person was not all mentally there. And if you have the date and you have a newspaper and you ask that person what they want, this is what anybody should say, that if a caretaker keeps me away from my friends or family during my time of need or sickness, they should be removed from my care immediately. Name the people you want to see. Name the people you want taking care of you. Very, very important.
Sadly, I think you're absolutely right. I don't think this is all that uncommon. I think it happens in non-famous families and families of all wealth backgrounds and that sort of thing. It's tragic to think. And I think it's such a good fight to fight, and the awareness that you're bringing to this is just incredible, Carrie. I truly believe
Thank
that.
You.
What did your dad finally say? You've been gone for so many months. He must have known he was sick. Did he have that presence of mind?
Yeah, I think there was a point where he actually told one of the caretakers, I want to see my kids. Who's with my wife? Because at one point she had moved her boyfriend into my dad's house, You can hear all about that on the podcast. And you know, she denied it, denied it, denied it. But now we have the witnesses. This is what you would have heard in trial. We have the witnesses. And it's like she moved my father out of his house. He had plenty of money for full-time care. He worked his entire life not to give it to attorneys and to boyfriends of his wife. It was for him and for his family mm-hmm. and for his loved ones. And he could have had 24-hour care at his home, which he stated time and time again, I want to go home. And he was put in facilities and he was taken from hospital to hospital, used as a babysitter. And when I finally won guardianship over my dad, I got all those medical records. And, you know, hospitals had called Adult Protective Services on my father's wife just to come pick him up. And I mean, it's horrific, but you're going to hear the whole story if you tune in, you know, and it really is. It's a sad story, but I want it out there because this is happening to thousands of families across the United States of America. And I've gotten letters from Canada and as far as Australia. So, you know, it's bitter blood, Kasem versus Kasem on Audible. And right now there's a free link. You can listen. You can download all the shows and listen. And I have that up everywhere. Do you have it up? I can give it to you and you can put
yeah,
it up.
Yeah, let's get it, please.
Yeah, yeah. So, but yeah, it really is. It took a year to put this all together, and it's been cathartic. It really has. Mm-hmm. It really has.
I bet it has. And so you get into it, it sounds like. Kasem versus Kasem, there's a lot of things that happen behind closed doors, as you pointed out. You get into just about all of it?
Pretty much all of it. Yeah, it's amazing. I'll tell you something. There were people who had the show before and wanted to do something on it, but that was only if there was a trial. We're going to pick it up if there's a trial. And my executive producer, Elisa Rosen, who actually interviewed me on her podcast, called me up and said, let's do this. Let's get your story out there. Let's get it told. And I owe everything to her. And she's incredible and she's amazing. And the team was fantastic. Veteran crime reporter Melissa McCarty, she's, you know, been my friend for 20 years. She's lived with me on and off for 15 years. She sat and wrote it. Like, she wrote this and then co-wrote it and produced it with Aliza, and the team has been spectacular. Martin Cove from Cobra Kai and the Karate Kid series, John Kreese, the guy who says sweep the leg. I've known him for 12 years. He's a friend of the family, and he narrated the whole thing. And then director Issa Tota really worked with him. And this is just the way they put the story together. I've lived it for 7 years, but listening to it gave me chills and made me cry. And every time I hear it, I cry. So
yeah.
They did a good job. And I'm just so proud of the whole team.
It sounds super, super powerful. And it'd be a great listen. There are 8 episodes, is that what you said? Bitter Blood, Kasem versus Kasem, right?
Yes.
Available on Audible. And then you can go to Kasem Cares, Kasem, of course, KasemCares.org. And you can find out more about the work you're doing there, too. Do you need volunteers? You need people sharing their stories? What is it you're looking for?
I mean, really, we need volunteers. We need donations. If you see what we do, we go across the country educating people on this. Not only people, but first responders and police officers, because they don't know what to do in elder abuse situations.
Right.
They have no idea. We put a conference on every year. Of course, we couldn't last year. But we just educate, and we run a hotline that nobody else has. And that's run by people, a woman named Julie Belshi, but also people who have gone through the same situation. So they're there for support. And it's not cheap. And I don't have my dad's money. Everyone looks me up and like, oh, you got money, fund it yourself. I'm like, no, no, I work. I'm a working radio personality. We don't make that much money.
Yeah, it isn't like the good old days, the Casey Kasem days. I mean, it's a little different.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a little different these days. But still, meaningful work. And what you're doing, super, super meaningful. Heartbreaking to hear what you've gone through and what your family has gone through. But really, amazing to see how you're no doubt helping so many others through all of this, Carrie. I just appreciate you joining the show and keep us posted on stuff. When laws get passed doing something in Illinois or near your neighboring state, let us know.
Yeah. You got it. All right.
Enjoy your Wednesday.
So
thank you, Carrie. Carrie Kasem. And again, it's KasemCares.org, or you can check out her 8-episode podcast. Sounds very intriguing. Bitter Blood, Kasem versus Kasem.